Thank you. The first matter on our agenda is the holdover of draft advisory opinion 2022-06. Mr. Wang is here as counsel. Colleagues, since we last spoke, the draft C has been publicly circulated and we've received comments on draft B that I hope everyone had a chance to review. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for counsel for your question? Mr. Trainer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wang, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciated your comments on the draft that we have. I was wondering if you'd had an opportunity to review draft C and if you had any comments with regard to it in relation to some of the same comments you made on draft A.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Commissioners, thank you. First of all, I wanted to thank the Commission as well as OGC for the time and attention they've given to our requests. I realize that there were a lot of moving parts given all of the alternative corporate governance structures that we presented. I think this speaks to what Chief Justice Roberts noted in the WRTL opinion about the rough and tumble of factors that we see in some of the Commission's rules. And we certainly see that here in the EFMC and affiliation rules. And that's why I think it's so complex and why people have to come before the Commission to request permission before they could do something. We did have a chance to review draft C. We did not submit written comments on draft C because we agree with the conclusion in draft C. With respect to the other drafts, draft A, I got the sense that there wasn't a whole lot of Commission support for draft A, and we submitted our written comments for why we believe draft A is incorrect. Draft B is also incorrect for the reasons we noted in our written comments, as well as the written comments submitted by the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, as well as Bold PAC. There is just seems to be no rationale or basis for the conclusion in draft B that a majority of our clients' board of directors would have to consist of members who are not federal office holders or candidates. Draft C, we believe, reaches the correct conclusion. It is consistent with the Commission precedent that we cited in our comments on draft B, specifically AO 1984-36. American Health Capital. Both draft C and the prior Commission precedent that we cited stand for the proposition that when individuals or organizations control less than 50% of an entity's board of directors, that does not constitute control for the purposes of the Commission's EFMC and affiliation analysis. And that's why I believe draft C requires there to be a minimum or a quorum of our client's board of directors consisting of three members so that no individual member has more than 33%. If there were a quorum of two, then each board member would have 50% control, and that would be control under the Commission's precedents. So the conclusion of draft C, I believe, is correct. The only quibble I have with draft C is its citations in the analysis to that conclusion. It cites AO 2021-6, the Kelly AO, as well as Black's Law Dictionary for the corporate control proposition. And I just believe that there are better Commission precedents to cite for that proposition, including 1984-36. As well as I would direct the Commission's attention to AO's 1987-34, the Telenet AO, as well as 1979-56, the Scott Pack AO, both of which get at the same conclusion that the Black's Law Dictionary definition of control gets at, although there is a slight variance in the Commission's precedence with Black's Law Dictionary. If the Commission could adopt the conclusion in draft C, I think we would consider that a win. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Counselor. Colleagues, any further questions? Let me call for motions. Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to advisory opinion 2022-06 Hispanic Leadership Trust, I move approval of agenda document number 22-28-C, I believe, which is draft C.
Thank you, Commissioner. Discussion of the motion? Let me just say, Mr. Wang, to something that you said, that this matter involves an especially difficult regulation, even by the standards of this agency. And I appreciate your citation to the Chief Justice. And I hope that in time, that the best citations will not be AOs from the 70s and 80s, but will instead be a clearer regulation. And I hope to live to see that day. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes with 5 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Broussard, and myself, and with 1 opposed, Mr. Weintraub. Thank you very much. Mr. Wang, thank you for your kind words for our colleagues, and let me reciprocate by thanking you for your time and attention to our various questions in this matter.
Thank you.
Pleasure seeing you.